show of bipartisanship. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle proposing to ban imports of Russian oil. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calls it a moral obligation.
I don't want U.S. dollars to be funding this carnage in Ukraine led by Putin.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin among the Democrats also arguing the U.S. produces oil more cleanly than Russia and can meet the demand. The White House hasn't ruled out targeting Russian energy, but spokeswoman Jen Psaki has highlighted concern about the impact on gas prices and the world's continued reliance on oil in general.
If we do more to invest in clean energy, more to invest in other sources of energy, that's exactly what we can do to prevent this from happening in the future.
President Biden vowing to keep up the pressure on Russia's president, announcing sanctions against dozens more oligarchs and family members and banning them from traveling to the U.S. The Russian president, though, telling his Security Council today the special military operation in Ukraine is going according to plan and on schedule. Ukraine's president telling reporters they want peace, but will keep fighting.
I'm afraid of imagining that I don't have a country.
Appealing again for a no-fly zone as negotiators for Ukraine and Russia reached a tentative agreement to create safe corridors for civilians and aid. He was fired but not convicted. Former Louisville police detective Brett Hankison found not guilty after about 3 hours of jury deliberations in a trial over the botched raid that left Breonna Taylor dead in Kentucky. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews says the jury agreed Hankison had a right to self-defense after a fellow officer was shot.
I think it was absolutely the fact that he was doing his job as a police officer.
Prosecutors say Hankison endangered neighbors by firing widely into Taylor's apartment, but had emphasized to the jury the case wasn't about Taylor's death. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new settlement reached between all 50 states, thousands of local governments, and members of the family that owns a pharmaceutical giant over the opioid crisis.
The settlement centers on the Sackler family and their company, Purdue Pharma, which falsely marketed OxyContin as largely non-addictive. The Sacklers want Purdue to go bankrupt to stop further lawsuits, and in return, the family would pay billions of dollars to communities ravaged by opioids. But eight states were able to block the plan. Now, those states agreed to support it. In return, the Sacklers raised their payment from $4.5 billion to $6
billion. Fox's Roger Stern, the new deal also requiring an apology. It still needs approval in bankruptcy court. Former President Trump and New York's attorney general will keep fighting in court over the civil investigation of his business practices, but they reached an agreement today to delay depositions. Trump and his two eldest children were facing a March 10th deadline to answer questions under oath. That is now on hold until Trump's appeal is finished. Facebook ditches a plan to return to its roots.
Meta's Facebook is shutting down Campus, its college-focused social network, on March 10th. The private section, rolling out in 2020 in an effort to appeal to younger users, only available to students with a .edu email address, similar to how Facebook first launched in 2004. campus users sharing screenshots of messages from the company alerting them to the closure, saying it's been our mission to help bring college communities closer together. But we've learned that the best way to support students is through Facebook groups.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks finished lower after a mixed day. The Dow down 96 points. Oil prices getting back to near $108 a barrel after topping 116, a 14-year high. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.